True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joe Beninati's been calling games for years in this town, the voice of your Washington Capitals, but he calls a lot of other sports too. He is excellent on football. He's been doing college football for a while now, and he's had Maryland's first two games where he has seen freshman quarterback Malik Washington, you know, not necessarily against top-tier opponents, But he has seen the debut of the quarterback. Terps play Towson this coming week in College Park. That game kicks off at 12 p.m. It's on Peacock. I doubt Joe has that game. I think Joe has the games on Big Ten Network. Do we have Joe? All right, good. We have Joe. You know how much of a fan I am of you over the years. You're unbelievably good at everything you do. And I just want to ask you before we get to Maryland, after hockey, what's your next favorite thing to do play-by-play-wise?
Great question. Tough question. There's a love of lacrosse, Kevin, from playing it as a youngster and through high school and through college that makes it really special when I get a chance to do a major Division I college game or an international game, men's or women's in lacrosse. I really do look forward to that, but it's hard to beat. Like, if you get a really good college football Saturday night, that is, from an announcer's standpoint, that's a place you want to be. Football, bar none, and you would know this, not even close. Football makes me work harder than any sport.
Yeah.
The amount of prep work for those two games, I did the opener with Florida Atlantic, I did Maryland's follow-up with Northern Illinois. I swear to you, I worked for 6 weeks for those two games.
The early season college football rosters and depth charts, NFL preseason games are really hard, but it's not a three deep. You get like a six deep, don't you?
You try to, and then the coaches want to respectfully tell you, oh no, this team's going to give us a great battle. Can you please tell me who your fifth, sixth, and seventh linebacker is? No. They're going to give us a great battle. They're going to push. And meanwhile, you have all this wonderful stuff on the first two, three linebackers. But then if it gets to be 42-0 in the third, there's trouble. Thankfully, in these two Maryland cases, I didn't have to go 3 and 4 deep. So Matt Millen and I were really, really comfortable with personnel, and I can't tell you and your listeners, Kevin, how much appreciation I have for the coaching staff, Coach Loxley and his coordinators, Monachino and Hamilton, just fantastic, and how well they've knitted together as a staff and the way they interact, not only with us media types, but you can see the players just love to work with them.
Joe, you didn't even mention the duplicate numbers, which makes it really hard.
A few years ago, I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska, and there's a duplicate number 5 on the team that was playing Nebraska. I want to say it was a Troy State game that I was doing at Nebraska.
Yeah.
And the 2 5s, Kevin, it's okay if one number 5 is 6'5" and 350 pounds, and the other number 5 is 5'11", 190. Right. You can tell the difference. There was a punt return for a touchdown. The number 5s were duplicate, and the body types were almost the same. The first 25 yards, I wasn't sure of the return. And I hate that, because I'm sitting there going, is it Beninati? Oh, my God, is it Jones? Is it Lachlan? Announcer problems. But, yeah, there's a lot of dupes like that. But those duplicate numbers, more often than not, one guy is not on a kick coverage. Or, more often than not, one guy is 80 pounds bigger than the other.
Yeah, the for those that are you know, like, wait a minute, hold on, why? Because college rosters are like 100 deep, and when you are calling a game early in the season and you're trying to put together your charts and your depth charts, first of all, they give you a depth chart and half the time it's really not even accurate. And then in college, because you have so many players, an offensive and defensive player can have the exact same number, but then they can also play on special teams.
Sometimes the duplicate number has to change his number to be on a kick coverage.
Yeah, they got
to
put on another jersey.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. But I referenced Nebraska because Nebraska is notorious for its walk-on program. When Nebraska is playing at home, they dress close to 140 kids. And honestly, you need to be ready for at least 70 of them.
Right. Basketball is the easiest to do because it's so, I mean, you got basically 8 players that are going to play, maybe 9, and a total of 14 or 15 on the roster. That's pretty easy versus football.
Love it.
Who do you have this week?
I have Idle, IDLE.
That probably feels good. When's the next game? When's your next game?
I'm wondering and crossing my fingers that Big Ten Network will get me one more before the start of the Caps season. Believe it or not, I have a Caps preseason game. Is today the 10th? I have a Caps preseason game in 10, 11 days.
Wow. Okay, once that starts, you'll do no more college football?
I can try to mix it in, but more than likely those Fridays and Saturdays are going to be locked up. But Big Ten Network's often really good at getting me the last week in August and 2 or 3 dates in September, and I'm really appreciative. The funny thing is, they give me lots of football, they give me tons of lacrosse, they don't give me any hockey at all, 0.
That's crazy. I'm trying to think, have you done Big Ten basketball games?
Negative, not for Big Ten Network, no.
Okay.
College hoops that I've done, the last would have been all CAA stuff when we had it locally.
Right. Yeah. Joe Beninati, of course, that's a very recognizable voice in this town, and he's really good at calling football, and he's called Maryland's first 2 games with Matt Millen against Florida Atlantic Labor Day weekend. They beat Florida Atlantic, had 6 interceptions, won the game 39-7, and then on Friday night in College Park, they beat Northern Illinois 20-9. And the big story with Maryland football here early in the season is that true freshman, 4-star, highly recruited Glen Burnie Maryland's Malik Washington has gotten both starts. So, two-part question. One, what have you and Matt thought watching Malik Washington? And then as you get a chance to talk with, you know, coordinators Pep Hamilton, Loxley, etc., what are their thoughts about his early development?
Matt and I were definitely, Kevin, in lockstep with our impression of Malik. And we had a chance to talk with him. Prior to the Northern Illinois game, they made him available to us for a good 15-20 minutes. You would be amazed at how mature a 19-year-old kid this is. He is, you know, in Matt's words and in Mike Loxley's words, he's an old soul in that regard, that he's so much at ease in conversation with people. You can tell he's a great leader of men. Again, just as a freshman, he's already learned, you know, I have to lead Kevin differently than I have to lead Joe, than I different have to lead Matt, that all personalities are different. And the way that I respond to them and they to me, it all differs, but it all meshes together. And how wonderful it is at such a young age that he has the ability to command this respect. This is a freshman that is the face of the program now. And performing well, coaches kept it under wraps. It was a three-headed race throughout the offseason, through the summer program, through the fall camps. They sat the three quarterbacks down, Mike Locksley did, in one room. They gave him the decision that it was going to be Malik. And then he went back and met with each of the three individuals. Mike Locksley to Malik Washington is a big brother, father figure. They've known each other since Malik was in, I want to say, eighth grade. Watching Locksley would go and watch Malik play football, play basketball. There's a great connection between the two.
He was an excellent basketball player too, right?
So good. So yeah. Good. And you easily, when you watch him walk in the room, he is all of 6'4". He's 225 with room to put on muscle. He's sleek, just looks the part and has immediately commanded respect. When you talk to Ted Monachino, the defensive coordinator, he'll tell you that group's tough to play against. When you talk to Pep Hamilton, the offensive coordinator, he'll sit there and go, you know, we're going to be best if I minimize the quarterback. Well, in the first game, Florida Atlantic loaded the box.
Right.
Hamilton wants to run. And he's got a freshman quarterback, and you figured he'd want to ease him in. They threw it over 40 times because they had to. And this young man was able to make the adjustments and the reads incredibly well. I'm impressed. They've got a really good thing going.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There.
You know, Pep Hamilton, for those of you who don't know, is Maryland's offensive coordinator this year. Remember, very, very closely associated with Andrew Luck, both at Stanford and in Indianapolis, where he was the OC in Luck's first few years. Pep Hamilton knows quarterbacks for sure, and he's quite the character as well. We're talking to Joe Beninati. Maryland is 2-0. They've got Towson this week, and then conference play starts on September 20th at Wisconsin. They actually have a schedule that's favorable in that they don't play Penn State or Ohio State this year. But just give me your early impressions overall of the team. They've been pretty good defensively, but how much of that has been the opponents?
I love the freshman class. It starts with Malik. But when you look at the defense, and if we're going to go that side of the football, there are defenders who are true freshmen who are making immediate impacts. And the coaches will tell you right off the top, these are not your normal freshmen. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden now you're getting, and this is the great part for Maryland football fans, you're getting the top local athletes to stay home more and more. And that's what you're seeing with Malik in particular. That's what you're seeing with someone like Nasir Taylor, one of their Jack linebackers. Sidney Stewart, fantastic pass rusher, sort of a Sam linebacker who's a stand-up on the edge kind of guy, wreaks havoc. These guys are so young and so far beyond their years. And on the defensive side, they have a lot of good things. It's all led
centered by Daniel Wingate. He's the center of their universe defensively. He is a 6'5" guy who looks like he could play small forward, but who hits like a wrecking ball and is fabulous from sideline to sideline.
Number one, but so is Farouk on offense.
Jahlil is the player that came in from Oklahoma. He's one of Malik's favorite targets.
Right.
But Malik's always looking for 9 Fleming or 5 Smith. Two of the guys he really gets along with very well off the field and on the field. They've got so many different weapons there on offense. They want to run. Pep wants to run. And he says that offensive line is getting better and better, striking more fiercely, being more of a bully. This week you're going to see them take Towson to task. No disrespect to the Tigers, but that's going to be a physical mismatch. You'll learn a lot when they go into Madison. They get Wisconsin in the Big Ten opener. Whether or not Billy Edwards, their quarterback a season ago who transferred there, will be ready, I don't know. Wisconsin will be coming off a game. I think the Badgers have Alabama this week, so how they'll respond a week later to Maryland's visit, we'll see. But I really like this team. I like where they're going, and Loxley will tell you they're not exactly as deep as he would want to be. But what I can tell you just from the eye test, Kevin, is in the past, 3, 4, 5 years ago, however long ago, I'd walk onto a Maryland practice field and I'd say, ooh, there are some guys here with NFL body types. Some. Okay. Then you go to Michigan and Ohio State and Penn State, and they're everywhere. Maryland is getting more and more and more of those guys like, whoa, they passed the eye test. And that's a good sign.
Yeah, I think, look, he's done a good job of putting guys into the league. I mean, they have had some really good talent, especially skill position talent. But you mentioned something about Pep Hamilton wanting to run the ball. I think with a young quarterback, they're going to have to run the ball much better if it's going to be a successful season once they get real competition in the Big Ten. And they haven't really been able to run it that well against Northern Illinois and Florida Atlantic. That's my one concern offensively. What do you think?
That's the nature of the beast. If you're going to win in the Big Ten, you think about weather conditions later on in the season in the fight of conference play when it's cold and it's windy and it's not favorable for the passing game, you better be able to run it. And the first thing Pep Hamilton did, Matt Millen and I sat down, he goes, it's my job to pour enough gunpowder into the face mask of those offensive linemen that they come out so explosively. We want to be the big bully on the block. And whether or not Perry and Wright and Hershey and Baugh and Haran can do it, they have confidence in them. Malik Washington looked us right in the eye. The quarterback said, that offensive line room, nobody, no group, no single position group works harder than that offensive line group. They want to knit together and create chemistry. They've done it. I think Isaiah Wright, the transfer in from Buffalo, who didn't play last year, who was hurt, but I think he's the glue guy. Perry and Haran have to be the leaders and the protectors for Malik, but I haven't seen the best push from them yet, but I keep hearing from Pep and from the O-line coaches that they like what they're seeing, that they are gelling together, that they are trusting each other, and that they can be a physical unit. Now, let's wait and see when they go up against Big Ten power conference rivals.
We are less than a month away from the Caps opening up their 2025-2026 season at home against Boston. Alex Ovechkin will be the story again, Joe, right? As he tries to get to 900 goals, he's 3 away from that. I'm assuming that is a major milestone and isn't going to be, the record breaker, but it's going to be a big focus of hockey fans starting in a month.
And it should be. And Alex will blush at all of this individual attention he's received over the last, 20 years, but especially the last season. As Alex turns 40 in the week ahead, it's just amazing to think about where he sits in the pantheon of all-time great players. But when it comes to goals, nobody's better. Nobody. Absolutely no one. And that includes the great one, Wayne Gretzky. And I think 900 will come quickly. I sure hope all goes well for Alex and for the Caps through training camp. Everybody stays healthy. He's 3 away. Selfishly, I would love to have 900 back on the airwaves on Monumental Sports Network. We've been so lucky. We've had 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700. We didn't get 800. That was a national televised game. We hope to get 900 and see how far he can push it. Time will tell if this is Alex's last season. Alex will ultimately tell. But he is working to be as fit as possible, to be as good a leader as he can be for a team that he really likes. There's not very many jobs up for grabs in training camp. I saw Spencer Carberry yesterday at Craig Lachlan's Lachlan Family Foundation event, and there's not a lot of jobs that are open. There's maybe one in the forward ranks. This team's going to be good again. Let's see how good.
Thank you for doing this. Enjoyed the last two weekends, you calling Terps games. I'll talk to you soon, probably right before hockey starts. Thanks, Joe, as always.
My pleasure, Kev. Thanks for watching.
Joe Beninati, everybody. Hockey season less than a month away. That'll be a big story for sure. Ovechkin's three goals needed to get to 900, which will be, of course, the first player ever to get to 900 goals. Doc's going to join us in 10 minutes. I've got some coaching blunders from the weekend when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, you can watch us on the Team 980's YouTube channel. Please, when you get there, hit the like button and hit the subscribe button.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.